This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Germany expects to commence a coronavirus vaccine rollout early in January, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff says he expects coronavirus shots to start in the very first days of the new year. The trained doctor says he's prepared to help vaccinate people himself. EU authorities are expected to make a decision by December 29 on approving the first vaccine for use. Meanwhile, Germany is getting special vaccination centres ready. Infection figures in Germany have more or less stabilised at a high level since a partial shutdown started on November 2, but haven't decreased. Experts say tighter restrictions are needed, at least in the hotspots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesia has received 1.2 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine made by China's Sinovac as the world's fourth most populous nation struggles to get soaring case rates under control. The doses arrived in Jakarta late Sunday on a flight from Beijing, with another 1.8 million expected to be sent next month. Officials say the country's top Muslim cleric will also check the first consignment to ensure it meets halal requirements in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. While other countries gear up for the rapid rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, Switzerland is taking on a slower path, prizing caution over speed, according to a leading vaccine expert. Authorities are in no hurry to approve the vaccine, the first few doses not expected to arrive before late January and larger volumes several months after that. Claire Ann Siegrist, one of Switzerland's leading vaccine experts, told AFP while rushing was understandable for the worst hit countries, a more cautious approach was reasonable in the Swiss context. This is VOA News. In the United States, pressure is on Congress to come up with a COVID-19 relief bill. AP's Shelley Adler has our story.
We have a lot of work to do and just a few days to do it.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on bringing a bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill to a vote.
There are five Republican senators who have been working night and day, five Democratic senators as well. And it really is a superhuman effort on our part to get this together in time to help the American people as quickly as possible.
And there's needed money in that bill for states to help with vaccine distribution.
Think about the vaccination, the logistics that we serve with the money in this bill. We want to make sure that this vaccine is on the road and vaccinating people all across America as quickly as possible.
Durbin spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Pope Francis will make his first trip outside of the country since the coronavirus pandemic when he visits Iraq in March, the Vatican announced Monday. The government in Baghdad said it will be an historic event. The foreign ministry added in a statement, quote, "It symbolizes a message of peace to Iraq and the whole region," end quote. President Bahram Saleh officially invited Pope Francis to visit Iraq in July 2019, hoping it would help the country, quote, heal after years of strife. Adjusting to a world where travel is hampered by the pandemic, this year's Nobel laureates will receive their prizes at home this week following the cancellation of the traditional Stockholm and Oslo ceremonies. The awards in the six categories were announced in nearly typical fashion in October, albeit with fewer reporters in physical attendance. However, none of the winners will travel to Stockholm or Oslo to receive their diplomas and medals due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Political Alliance is claiming victory in Sunday's legislative election and is set to gain control of the country's National Assembly, the last of the country's branches of government where the opposition held sway. Pro-Maduro candidates received 67% of votes cast, according to Venezuela's National Electoral Council, with voter participation at just over 30%. The opposition accused Maduro of rigging the election and called on their supporters to boycott the vote. Venezuela has been hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and voters were required to wear masks inside polling stations where the floors bore markings to ensure social distancing was maintained. Partial results in Romania's general election indicate the opposition, Social Democrats, won Sunday's vote with just under a third of votes in both houses of parliament. The centrist liberals of Prime Minister Ludovic Orban came second with around a quarter of votes for the two houses. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane.